Hello, and welcome to CNN Vantage Point. We're glad you could join us. I'm Philip Proe, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast, I'll provide a market review for the month of June 2025 and our current outlook. June saw U.S. equity markets scale all-time highs, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closing at record levels. By month's end, the S&P 500 was up 6.2% year-to-date. The rally was driven by continued strength in tech and AI-focused names like NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Meta, and supported by strong investor sentiment and resilient corporate earnings expectations. Economic data remains mixed, though, solid in some areas, softening in others. For example, core CPI did not increase. It remained at its 2.8% year-over-year level. But the May ISM non-manufacturing index contracted for the first time since May of 24 to 49.9 and is now in contraction territory. The Federal Reserve held interest rates steady in June, opting for a data-dependent pause amid stubborn inflation. While political pressure pushed for cuts, including calls from President Trump, the Fed reiterated its cautious stance. In fact, in the update of the Fed's Summary of Economic Projections, the median 2025 dot was left unchanged, as well as the forecast for only two cuts this year. Meanwhile, easing global trade tensions, especially progress in tariff talks with China and Canada, further lifted sentiment. Markets viewed the tariff de-escalation as a positive sign for global growth and supply chain stability ahead of a key July policy deadline. Oil prices jumped nearly 10% mid-month following Israeli and U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, but later retreated as OPEC Plus signaled higher output and geopolitical risks cooled. In crypto, Bitcoin held steady, ending the month up around 2.8%, trading near 107,000. Institutional ETF inflows continued to support its resilience despite global tensions. Overall, June blended bullish equity momentum, a steady Fed, and geopolitical volatility, creating a complex but constructive backdrop for risk assets. Looking forward, the investment landscape remains nuanced, with strong earnings momentum offset by signs of labor market softening. Uncertainty around the impact of new tariffs, likely to emerge later this year, adds another layer of complexity. While fiscal and tax policy may provide support to the markets in the near term, they could also pressure longer-term rates and the U.S. dollar. Following the market's robust rebound from April lows when we added to equities, we used the strength as an opportunity to rebalance portfolios. Equity exposure was trimmed back to a neutral stance. We reduced our mid-cap and foreign large-cap value while adding to foreign large growth to retain the portfolio's growth exposure. Given the mix of tailwinds and headwinds, we believe it was prudent to lock in gains and maintain flexibility. At neutral equity weight, portfolios remained well-positioned to benefit from further upside while managing potential downside risk. In fixed income, we reduced exposure to TIPS and reallocated towards core bonds and ultra-short positions, believing the Fed will not start to cut rates until its September meeting. With inflation expectations stabilizing, nominal bonds now offer a more favorable risk-reward trade-off. We believe this shift helps keep the bond portion of the portfolios more balanced in today's environment. And the ultra-short position will give us a source of funds for future targeted trades. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly, and as circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.